College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a Tuesday.
We have a new bit coming your way. We like to call them bits. We are going to substitute any talk of the president on Tuesdays with Trivia Tuesday, where we are going to go back and forth with you. We'll welcome you in. We fired up the production vault. So we've got we spent a pretty penny on this today.
We went to other people in the building to help us do things today.
Went down the hall to get somebody else, had to pay the big bucks. So we'll have Trivia Tuesday coming up at 10:45 and 1:45 today. And I have no idea where this next conversation is going to go, Jimmy, but it is a very important, and I mean this in all seriousness. I'm often sarcastic. I am not being today. It is a very important topic, and it has to do with a large portion of our audience, and it has to do with men and an advertisement about men that has got a lot of people upset.
So we're going to play the ad for you, although it's I would encourage you to look at it. It's up on KMBC's Facebook page. And when you look at it, don't just turn it off at the point at which you get mad. Because some of
which
you are getting
be
mad.
Real quick.
Watch the whole thing, but it shouldn't be. Because if you watch the whole thing, I think you'll realize the point that they're trying to get across. Watch the whole ad, but we will play it for you and explain what you're missing. But this is a Gillette ad that claims it's the best a man can get. That's what the campaign is called. And
I remember those ads growing up.
It was the best a man can be, I think, is what it used to be. And so this is the best a man can get. They launched a campaign this week with the idea of toxic masculinity, kind of the idea behind it. And it's about the ways that men can be better men. And as you're going to notice, and this is the part that for some reason has some people upset, there is some focus on the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a lot of focus on bullying and how we teach our children to be adults.
You should definitely go to our Facebook page and look at this video and look at it. It's about 90 seconds long.
And look at the whole thing.
Because we all remember the ads. Gillette, the best a man can get. This one's called The Best a Man Can Be. And it starts with a guy looking himself in the mirror. And we're going to... Because some of this is great for radio.
Some
of it's just visual.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our best. So please bear with us. But it starts with a guy staring himself in the mirror in the bathroom getting ready to shave.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
Freak. Everyone hates you. Text messages.
It's been going on far too long.
All right, and at this point, you have a show that shows men in sitcoms pinching a woman's behind, those kinds of things.
We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
At that one, Jamie, I'm sure you can speak where it's a man trying to speak for what a woman is trying.
In a meeting.
In a boardroom, yeah.
In a boardroom, and she starts to speak up, and he interrupts her and says, well, what she meant was, and then it continues.
The same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
So those were kids, right? Those were kids picking on each other, okay?
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says it's a
and there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men,
and small.
I'm strong.
So that's a guy on the screen is talking to a little girl.
He's holding his daughter on top of his sink, looking into the mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some is not enough.
So how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
The best a man can get is only by challenging ourselves to do more that we can get closer to our best. We are taking action at thebestmencanbe.org, and you can join us, and it's from Gillette Razor Company. There is a large movement of people who are upset with Gillette for this. A lot of people are claiming they will never buy Gillette. I believe the number one razor company in the world, who took a heck of a leap to make this ad.
And a company geared to men.
Yep.
Gillette is a men's razor company.
Like 90%, I'm guessing.
Yes. This is a company. This ad, the audience for Gillette is men. Mm-hmm. So this was men talking to men.
And we put it up on our Facebook page, and it's been met with a lot of feedback on our page, on YouTube, on sites all over. And if you'd like to go look at it, I will pin it right to the top right now of the KMBZ Facebook page. It is also up on Twitter if you follow us, at KMBZ Radio. And let us know what you think of that ad and that message. And a stance taken by a men's company. Like, this isn't Victoria's Secret saying, all right, men, it's time to straighten up.
This isn't women talking to you. This is men talking to you.
576-7798. If you've seen the ad, let us know, because it is, the plan is to eliminate toxic masculinity. And I would like to read you the first comment on our Facebook page. The first comment on our Facebook page is from Jerron, who writes, there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. Maybe that's why people are laughing at the ad more than anyone. There's no such thing as, is that true? Is there no such thing as toxic masculinity?
I'll ask you. You're a guy.
Absolutely there is.
Define it.
In my mind, it is everything in that we have, that if you watch that ad, it is using violence. It is pinching women's asses. It is men in boardrooms saying, honey, I got this. Let me try to help you out. When she's more than capable of it. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels that way as a guy, but this audience that they're trying to reach is men. We'd like to know what you think of it at 576-7798. Angela writes, do people really pay attention to commercials? They're nothing but a nuisance. I mean, it's the number seven trending video on YouTube, and I can guarantee you by the end of the day, it'll be number one. It's been viewed 3.5 million times. It came out earlier this morning.
I will tell you, it comes out at the same time that the American Psychological Association, which is the country's biggest professional organization of psychologists, did something for men that it's done for many other demographic groups in the past. It introduced a set of detailed guidelines for clinicians who treat men and boys. And we can go through these after the break. There are 10 guidelines that make suggestions on how to encourage fathers to engage with their kids, how to address problems that disproportionately affect men, like suicide and substance abuse, and how to steer men toward healthy behaviors. So there is now, because suicide rates among men are so high, the American Psychological Association now is seeing the way that men treat each other as something they need to address to make sure that it's being done in a healthier way.
Ray writes, I'm going to change to another razor exclusively. I hope they go out of business. They are trying to make men into women.
Okay.
That's on the Facebook page. So by having men not pinch women's behinds, by having men or boys not solve differences by violence, according to Ray, that is making men into women. If you agree with that or disagree with that, I would love to know at 576-7798. Bill writes, after you're done crying in your safe space, what are you prepared to do about it? Is there a belief that this doesn't actually exist? I mean, it's not just the Me Too thing, Jamie.
It's largely focused on bullying. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said watch the whole ad and don't get so immediately put off by, for some reason, all you have to hear is Me Too sometimes, and men immediately get defensive. And if you are defensive, I have questions for you about your own behavior. But there's a lot of focus there on, you know, teaching your kids to, you know, defend the kids that are being picked on, and to help your kids fight bullying, and to give good messages to boys and girls about being strong. If your immediate reaction is anger, if your immediate reaction is to boycott Gillette, what have you done? Why are you so set off by this ad? If you are feeling immediately defensive by this ad pointing out things that are true, that you don't maybe like, but that are true about sexual harassment and about bullying, I would ask, well, have you done something in the past that maybe you're not proud of?
Talking about a Gillette ad that addresses toxic masculinity in its new campaign. It's about a minute and a half ad. You can see it on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. It's also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. I'm getting your reaction to it. It's, you know, forever. It was Gillette, the best a man can get. And they address a lot of the things that a lot of, you know, news stories have covered. And that is bullying and harassment, sexual harassment, violence. And a lot of it stems from toxic masculinity.
And the message of it and the part that it shows at the end is basically, and again, Gillette is largely a men's razor company. I mean, vast majority of the customers are men. So the audience, this is men talking to men. The message that you are supposed to get out of it is men need to, you know, encourage each other to be better, and that this is on men to fix, that there are, if there are problems with the way that men treat women or men treat men, this is on men to fix.
576-7798. Let's start with Kate and KC. Kate, what'd you think of the ad?
Hi, I love the ad. The way you introduced it, I was almost afraid I was going to be offended by it, but I'm a woman, obviously, and I've never bought a Gillette product in my life, and I think I will probably start now, not for me. For my son-in-law.
They make Gillette razors for women. I mean, they're the pink box or the light blue box, whatever. But they make Gillette razors for women.
Oh, okay. She's a Venus woman.
See, so see she didn't know.
So, Kate, what's the...
something new also.
What's the message you got out of it?
That being masculine is not being a bully. That being masculine is not... You can't define that by... I guess being a bully, and I guess it's an old school way of thought, like being feminine. I guess a lot of people believe that is to be subservient or, you know, makeup and blah, blah, blah. And the same with being masculine. You don't have to be a big meathead to be a masculine man.
I think it's a respect thing, too, Kate. Thank you so much for that phone call. We appreciate it. And Gillette appreciates your new business. Thomas is in Olathe. Thomas, what'd you think of the ad?
Well, guys, I'm calling in. I really like the ad. I will go on record and say that I typically disagree with your show most times, but I still find myself listening to it. I like to listen to other people's point of view. I think that the ad is spot on. I don't think, just like the previous caller said, I don't think masculinity means being a meathead. I try to teach my son how to respect others of both genders. I try to teach, you know, my daughter how she should be treated and how I treat my wife. And I think, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think as men, we need to do better to raise the next generation and improve this culture wherever it has gotten off.
What do you think of the comment from one of our listeners on our Facebook page, Ray, where she says that this ad is trying to make men into women?
I totally disagree with that. I mean, guys, I'm a very strong conservative man's man. I do manly things, whatever you want to classify that as, and I disagree with that 100%. I don't think there is any shame in, you know, stepping back, reflecting on the culture and where things are and trying to improve it, because there has become a problem in recent times and it needs to be fixed. And I think men are natural leaders. That's not degrading to women, but I think men naturally are leaders. And I think we can use that to promote leadership in our sons and our daughters and our wives and make society better.
Thomas, appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you so much for listening. Let's go to Tammy in Lee's Summit. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah, the reason I called is about the Gillette commercial, and I think it's a great thing. One of the things that about the Me movement is that this problem cannot be solved by women alone. And if we recognize that there's a situation, you know, men tend to roam in packs, and if they're not getting approval of their friends and their coworkers in behavior that is offensive, then they'll tend not to do it. So I don't think standing up and being kind and doing what is right and treating people with respect is a feminine or a masculine trait. And you're not unmasculine if you decide to treat people in a kind way.
So I'm not weak if I treat women with respect. I'm not weak.
No.
If
I think you're strong. I think that makes a man strong. It shows that they're confident in who they are as individuals, and that they don't have to either physically or emotionally throw what they perceive as some, you know, superior masculine trait around in order to succeed.
Tammy, thank you for your phone call. That opens up a line for you at 576-7798. 576-7798. Michael, we got to get to the news, but we want to take your phone call, so please hang through it. And you can jump in right behind Michael at 576-7798 or text in to 22980.
Why are men boycotting Gillette because of this ad?
I don't know.
Why are so many? I can read, and you've got it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And people, I have no doubt the text line is full of it.
KMBZ Facebook page hates this ad.
Why? Why do you hate it? For those that are boycotting Gillette because of the ad, we talked this morning. To me, this is good enough. This could have gone in the Super Bowl. We talked about that this morning.
I think they missed a tremendous opportunity
to
put it in front of the Super Bowl. I mean, a lot of people will be talking about this for today and tomorrow. Like, I assume Dana and Parks will talk about this later on. I think Weir will get to it. Like, all of the shows, we'll talk about it a little bit. But had this been a Super Bowl ad, it would have been the number one ad, and everybody would have been talking. Yeah, Doritos and Pepsi and McDonald's and Budweiser, whatever. But this would have been the ad.
It's powerful.
It really is good.
It is powerful. I was in the Panera line with tears in my eyes by the end because of the images of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, toward the end. Really powerful.
We're talking about the Gillette ad, a few more phone calls, and I have some very interesting comments to read on Facebook. If you haven't seen the ad, it is about toxic masculinity, and it has to do with sexual harassment, has to do with bullying, it has to do with gang violence, it has to do with a lot of the things that I've been making a lot of headlines over the last few years, and it has to the umbrella is toxic masculinity. How for years we have solved our differences with violence, and for years we've allowed men to pinch women's behinds at work. We have spoken for women. We have watched our kids solve their issues with violence. And nowadays with text messages, there's some texts that pop up in this. Everyone hates you. You're such a loser. Sissy. 576-7798. Your reaction to the ad. Michael has been hanging on hold. We want to get him up. Mike, thanks for calling.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I think most people hate it because it's just God honest truth. It's just a God honest truth ad, and people don't like the truth. I mean, that's just basically the way it is, and men need to man up and act proper. I mean, like the guys that say, oh, that's being manizing, whatever they call it. But, I mean, really, would you want some other man grabbing your wife behind?
No.
Or your daughters?
No.
Yeah, exactly. I got that myself. I tell you what, I'm not going to a man has to be treating my daughter the way somebody's got to treat their wife. And their
How kids. Old is your son, Michael?
My daughter is...
Or your daughter?
My 10, and I have a son that's 5 and another son that's 4.
Okay. So they're not quite to the point where you're going to teach them what it means to be a man, but you will... be a man, I mean, treat others, women, with respect.
And support. I mean, I'm a big guy. My dad taught me, being a big guy, protect the weak, protect the smaller, protect the weak, you know?
You need to protect me, Michael, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I was never a big guy.
So what do you say to the guys that are boycotting Gillette? Because I'm not looking at our Facebook page, Wicket's got
I got a good one to read coming up.
It's interesting to me and pleasantly surprising, actually, so far, that the people that have been calling and the men that have been calling very much are speaking out in favor of the ad. But the people that are commenting on social media hate it.
I think it has to do with putting a face with it. And I don't know what it is. Like Matt writes, a reading from the book of the KMBZ Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
I'm more worried about the toxic femininity called liberalism and its attempt to castrate men. Don't associate overcoming toxic masculinity with destroying a key trait of being a man. How about an ad just telling people to stop being a-holes
and have it encompass men and women, since both are quite capable of being it. Can you bleeping imagine the outrage if a tampon company created an ad telling women to plug up their attitudes? Give me a damn break. This commercial was not an attempt at encouraging men to act better. It was an attempt to demonize the core traits of being a man.
What are you so defensive about?
That is from Matt on our Facebook page. I would like to speak out about that comment real quick, because the ad targets violence, bullying, sexual harassment. Growing up as a boy and as a man, now at 37, about to become a father a week from today.
Any moment now.
None of those are core traits of being a man. My dear friend Matt, I know you're an offended snowflake, and I can tell by your Facebook comment who you voted for and who you're a fan of politically. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or other. A man is not, or should not be, given the core traits, taught the core traits that it is okay to fight to settle your differences, okay to pinch a woman in the behind and sexually harass her. That is a terrible take. That is an absolutely god-awful, terrible take by one of our listeners named Matt on our Facebook page.
Again, I'll ask, if you are angry about the ad, I think it's because it struck a nerve with you for a reason.
Frank is in Kansas City. Hi, Frank. Thanks so much for calling. You're on KMBZ.
How are you doing today?
Great. What's up, man?
I just wanted to put my two cents in this. You know, I feel like I'm more of a man than, like, you, per se, because I hear you every day, you know. I say I'm more of a man. I own a Harley. I got an old school classic car, you know. But at the end of the day, I have a son and a daughter, and I want my son to be raised the same way I was with my dad. You know, you're not a bully. You treat women as women, you know. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're going to have a wife one day. Don't you want people to treat your wife and your daughter the way that you would treat your wife and your daughter?
Damn right.
And you know, I'm a heavy construction worker, and people that take offense to this, I don't get that. That makes no sense to me at all. And I would just say that they're the ones that are weak-minded, you know? So that's just what I got to say. I appreciate it.
Dude, thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate you saying it. And again, it is very, very telling, and we'll see where the next few calls go. But so far, despite the tough guys on social media, the people that are willing to call and put their voice and their name to it are speaking out in favor of the ad.
I like Frank starting his call off. I'm more of a man than you.
And then he's like, where is this going?
He's a construction worker. He has a Harley, a classic car. That's cool, man. I get mani-pedis. We're cool. But I bet we got common ground, Frank. I don't want my daughter to get harassed, and you don't either. We got more in common than you believe. Hey, let's go to Billy in Overland Park. What's up, Billy? Thanks for calling. Billy going once.
Oh, you waited on hold for a long time.
Ah, too bad, Billy. John and Shawnee, you're next up on KMBZ.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey. What's up, John?
Okay, a couple points. I'll make them quick. I think most guys get offended at this commercial because it seems to just lay a blanket over all men.
Can I ask real fast before you keep going? Why do you take it that way? Because it doesn't say all men. In fact, at one point it even says, hold on. At one point it even says, some men are doing better. Some men are fixing it, and some are not. It specifically says that word, some.
Yeah, I know, but most people don't listen to that stuff, to be honest with you. They just look at it, and they think, well, why are they trying to demonize men so bad?
Okay,
that's a difference of opinion. But regardless, my second point is to a comment you made earlier, Jamie, and you've made it a couple times about, well, if this commercial offends you, what did you do? Okay, what did Gillette do? They made the commercial. Do they feel guilty that they've been...
No. You totally missed this, John. John, wait. John.
Yeah, go ahead.
You completely missed the point. I mean, if I need to get a message out to a bunch of guys, and the majority of sexual harassment is done by men to women, guys bully. I know girls do too. No, but the majority of violence is done by men. The majority of sexual harassment is done by men. If I need to get a message out to men, and the majority of people with my product is men, I'm not going to Victoria's Secret and advertising brassieres. I'm not going to Tampax. I'm going to Gillette everybody knows Gillette, the best a man can get.
Because men are more likely to listen to other men with that message than to women. You know, you're more likely to listen to another man tell you that than you are me to tell you that.
Right, because obviously John doesn't want to hear Jamie mention that.
Right, because what do I know? Because I'm the problem. I'm the one that created the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. I'm the one you're mad at. So you're not going to listen to me tell you anything about how you should act.
That ad is going to air during football on Sunday. If you're sitting at home watching the Chiefs game, do not be surprised if that ad comes up. You know why? Because, look, there's a reason why, like, I don't, you know, there's that specific ads are on specific stations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They know the audience they want it in front of.
Gillette's going to pay CBS $1 million or whatever to air this ad, I'm sure. By the way, the Patriots play at Gillette Stadiums, and they're coming to Arrowhead, just so you know. That ad's going to get aired on Sunday. You know why? Because most of the 20 million people that are going to be watching that football game are going to be men. Some women. It's more women than you think. But that is a male-dominated audience. And you know what you won't see? A tampon ad.
And you got to, you know, did they do it in part for the publicity? Sure.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of mileage out of it. But you can't criticize a company that's getting publicity for what is genuinely a good thing. Like, this is genuinely a good message to get across.
Yeah, this isn't, nobody should be mad about, hey, stop harassing men and women.
Yeah, hey, don't teach your kids to bully. I mean, it's, so you can't even get angry at, I can't, maybe you can. You can't even get angry at Gillette for the publicity that they're getting out of it because it's genuinely a good message to be getting out.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.